it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program, and listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to get the music going with one by Megan Woods, and it's a song called The Truth.
Times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. And I so much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone's welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Jason Ingram. It's a song called It Is Well.
With me.
Bit of Seventh Day Slumber there for you, a song called Oceans. You know, we can only be a child of God because of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done. Coming in the flesh, laying his life down, pouring out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. But you see, he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in him, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus made that possible because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son as that one-time sacrifice so that we could be made whole, that we could be healed and set free from the bondage of sin as he rose from the grave. And now when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, as the Holy Spirit works upon our hearts and we repent of our sin and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life now and forevermore, we receive the greatest gift that one could ever receive. It's the gift of salvation that only comes from God the Father through Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's by We the Kingdom. It's a song called God So Loved. If we are followers of Jesus, and as we live life, you know, we are to be in tune with the Holy Spirit so we can be led in the path of righteousness. So when we hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit, well, it would be a sweet, sweet sound, one that we recognize because Jesus is our shepherd. We are his sheep. Just as John 10 tells us that, well, his sheep know his voice. So we must do as James 4, 7 to 8 says. It says, so humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Don't allow your loyalty to be divided. But may we have a repentant heart and turn from our evil ways so that we remain faithful to him, that we remain obedient to him. 1 John 2, 24-27 says, so you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. In that verse, those few verses of themselves, reminds us that we need to be in the holy living word of God so that he can teach our heart, our mind, and our soul. It is the Holy Spirit that will guide us in the truth. When we read and study his word, well, He will teach us what we need to gather. He will teach us what is true so that we can have that fellowship with the Son and the Father. May we remain in fellowship with them. May we be in His Word so we know His truth, that we would not be led astray as false prophets arise in these days. May as He speaks, we would hear the sweet, sweet sound of His voice, and that we would heed to it, and that we would do His will, so that He receives all glory and honor with our life. Because you see, when we look at life itself, the purpose of life is serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that He is honored with our life, so that as we live our life, we are living a life of worship to Him, sharing the message, sharing the hope of Jesus everywhere we go, not just by what we say, but how we act. Because you see, it's not about just the words that we say, but are we living it? That's what really matters, because as people look at us and as we speak those words, they're going to look at you and say, are you living this or not? And they will look at you to know whether you are living that life that you are speaking of. And so when we remain in Him, we have fellowship with Him. And when we have that fellowship with Him, well, the Holy Spirit not only fills us, but flows from us. And so we can live out His truth, and we can share His truth with the world. Because you see, it's a sweet, sweet sound that only comes from the Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by the Glorious Unseen, and it's a song called Sweet, Sweet Sound.
Oh, Lord, come whisper to me in my sleep. Come pour Yourself out over me. Will You draw near? Oh, calling me back to Your heart, restoring the innocence lost. Will You draw? So come pour Your life. Oh.
See, guys, as we come to Him in our brokenness, in our sinful ways, we see He brings healing where we can be made whole and complete. You see, when we ask Jesus to save us, as we place our faith in Him alone and ask Him to be our Lord and Savior, where He heals and changes through the Holy Spirit, what's then that He gives us a new birth? A new life. And that new life is in Christ Jesus. Psalms 116, 3-6 says, "Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good He is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and He saved me." You see, guys, because He saved me and He made me whole, because He is my Lord and my Savior, I will do as Psalms 116:13 says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me." In Psalms 18:46, it says, "The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted." As you live your life, will you lift high the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Will you exalt the Holy One now and forevermore? My prayer is that you can say yes to that and that you live a life of worship to the one true, holy, and just God. Because you see, guys, there is no one like our God. He is set apart. He is set above. He is above all and is all. He is eternity to eternity. And life is only found in Him. Will you lift high His name today? It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Fee. And it's a song called Lift High.
Broken people call His name. Helpless children praise the King. Nothing brings Him greater fame when broken.
Fly away. die, hallelujah, by and by.
Bit of Jars of Clay there for you, a song called I'll Fly Away, a song that truly reminds us that those who are in Christ Jesus, when we pass from this earth, that we will fly away. But you see, it will be the angels to escort us into his presence, because as we soar through the atmosphere, they will protect us from all evil that would surround us until we meet him face to face. What an awesome God that we have, and it's all because we know the way. Leads us into our next song. It's by Life Church Worship. It's a song called I Know the Way.
There's a world full of options, only leave you with problems. 'Cause the more you think about them, only leave your heart doubting. Do all the likes and the mentions only fuel the depression? 'Cause all the noise and opinions leave your heart empty-handed. If you're finally ready for a change, I know the way. For the taking, and an answer for the maybes, it will give you every reason for your heart to believe it. If you're finally ready for a change, I know the way. If you're looking for love that stays, if you wanna start dancing on waves, if you wanna start breaking those chains, I know the way. If you're tired of being the
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we go on by Hope Darst, The Blood of Jesus. You see, guys, it's only by the blood of Jesus Christ that I have been set free from the bondage of sin. And now I can speak Jesus. It leads us into our next song by Charity Gale. A song called, I Speak Jesus. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Josiah Queen, Things That Matter.
I saw an accident this morning on the interstate, and the first thing on my mind was running late. I didn't stop and pray that they were safe, never thought about it after. When did I start missing the things that matter? I saw a woman standing off exit 85 with the same old jeans and a brand new cardboard sign. And I didn't roll my window down, didn't even smile at her. When did I start missing the things that matter? Got a thousand shouting voices in my head, 'cause I've heard a million more on the internet. Father, how can I discern your voice from all of these distractions? When did I start missing the things that matter?
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Ryan Ellis, and it's a song called Satisfied.
I've seen the striving and all of the fighting, all this worry, what's it done? But there's not a question when I'm in your presence. All I need is your love. You can have the world, the money and the fame.
I'm caught in the tension, too often to mention. I don't always get it right.
Little bit of Ryan Ellis there for you. A song called Satisfied. A song that truly reminds us, you know, that it's not about materialistic stuff that we have, but to be satisfied with what we have. You see, God will give us what we need to live. He will supply our needs as we serve and love for Him. We aren't to get wrapped up in the worldly stuff where we spend all our time just trying to make all this money just to pay for the things that we think we need that we really don't need. It's being satisfied and content, knowing that Jesus is all we need. You see, as we live this short life, we see friends and family who has passed on. When we stop and focus on what is important in this life, we see that, well, the most important thing is to make sure that we not only have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, but to make sure we are living it out. Living out our life, following Him, and living that life of obedience to Him. And we do this so our friends and family and our enemies can see His love and His grace and His mercy, so that forgiveness is found. We live this life of obedience so we can share that Jesus gave it all, that He paid the price for my sin and your sin. Know today you have a choice where you want to spend all eternity. My question to you is today is, will you choose to harden your heart against God and choose hell and the lake of fire as your eternal home? Or will you see your brokenness and call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved, believing and placing your faith in him alone, asking Him to save you, to forgive you, and be Lord and Savior of your life, now and forevermore? Will you choose heaven, the New Jerusalem, as your eternal home? You see, that's your choice today, where you want to spend all eternity. Christ Jesus gave His life and poured out His blood so that my sin and your sin was forgiven. Now it's up to you where you want to spend all eternity, by choosing Jesus or choosing the lake of fire. You see, it's all about your choice. He gives us all free will to trust in Him or to not. My prayer is that you would seek his face and know his will in your life and have him Lord and Savior of your life today, now, and forevermore. You know, Revelation speaks of this place. It's in 21:1-4, and it says, "Then I saw the new heaven and the new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone.'" So hear what 2 Corinthians 5:1-4 says. It says, "For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself, not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly body like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life." You see, we receive a new body with no scars, where there's no pain. We will see no more death or sorrow or dying bodies. You see, that will be swallowed up by life. Life in the Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So my question today is, will you choose Jesus today? Or will you harden your heart against him and turn away? My prayer is that you would open your life to Jesus, that you would open your heart to Jesus and experience what life is all about. That you would know for sure that your destination would be with him today, because he has healed you and made you whole and has anointed you with the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit's calling upon your heart today, then open your life to Jesus and be made new in him today. Don't allow yourself to harden your heart against him, because if you harden your heart against him, you're not promised tomorrow. And your destination that you're choosing could be the lake of fire, where you're burning for all eternity, where there's gnashing of teeth, where there's no love at all, where there's torment and torture for all eternity. You have that choice today to make. Make that choice, Jesus. Because you see, it's where we receive our new body, and there's no scars in heaven. The only scars in heaven are the ones in Jesus' hands and feet, because he gave it all for us. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Casting Crowns, and it's a song called "Scars in Heaven."
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven
or on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven on the hands that hold you now.
When we look back at the Old Testament, we see how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt into the land of milk and honey. In Exodus 13:5, it says, "You must celebrate this event in this month each year after the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, Jebusites. He swore to your ancestors that he would give you this land, a land flowing with milk and honey." And in Numbers 13:27, it says, "This was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey." Just as he brought the Israelites into the land of milk and honey, Jesus paid the price for our sin so we can have eternal hope, to know that we can, well, that we can be with the Father and the Son for all eternity in the New Jerusalem, the new land of milk and honey. John 14:1-3 says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am." Right now, he is preparing that place for us. And when it's ready, he will return for his children. He will take us home so that we will be where he is. Isn't that awesome to know that one day we will be with our Lord and Savior? He's preparing a place for us to dwell, a place that we can't even fathom how great and awesome it is. But the best part about heaven, the best part about the new land of milk and honey, is that our Lord and Savior will be present with us, that we will once again have that walk with the Father. Revelations 21, 22 to 27 says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there is no night there. And all the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful idolatry or dishonesty, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." The only way that your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by having that personal walk with Him, repenting of your sin, placing your faith alone in Jesus Christ, and proclaiming Him now and forevermore your Lord and Savior. One day, we will be with Him. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Crowder, and it's a song called Milk and Honey.
I'm headed to a place where the rivers flow. I'm headed to a place where the streets are gold. Oh, my soul, this I know.
You're the God of covenant, of faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you said. Come on, sing it.
Great is your faithfulness. ocean, from the rising sun to the setting, same I will praise your name. Oh, for great is your faithfulness to me.
Had walked away, and I've even lost myself a time or two. There were bridges crossed and burned, but through all the wreckage I have learned, there is one thing that I can never lose. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. Yeah. I've seen weakness turn to strength, seen failures met with grace, and it's not from what I've done, it's Christ in me. A miracle I can't explain, oh, he's given me his name. I'm the richest man that I could ever be. A joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. Oh, someday that trumpet's gonna sound, and the King of Heaven will ride upon the clouds coming down. Going home. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never. A safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. If I got Jesus, I got it all.
Song by Ben Fuller, a song called If I Got Jesus, a song that truly reminds us that Jesus is all we need in this world. Right now we got one by 10th Avenue North, a song called Suddenly.
I've been waking up a victim of my life too long. I've been waiting for the world to apologize for their wrongs. Now I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm seeing it clearer. I'm the guilty one, somehow forgiven. Suddenly I'm healed, suddenly I'm free. I was blind, but now suddenly I see. I was a prisoner,
distance to all my hurt. Now I can run, now I can breathe, feeling the weight of you forgiving me. I lay down the blame, falling to grace, watch everything change suddenly. Forgiveness, sweet taste it leaves in my mouth. I'm unworthy of your mercy. Your love is rain with no clouds. Like a river coming down. You're coming down, coming down. Suddenly I'm healed, suddenly I'm free. I was blind, but now suddenly I see. I was a prisoner, a hostage to all my hurt. Bow to you. My life
watching sheep under the stars. After all this time, I'm still after your heart. I'm still after your heart. After your heart.
That's one by Chris Tallman, a song called After Your Heart. A song that reminds us of David, who was a man after God's heart. And you see, as David went into battle, well, you see, he was able to go and actually win because it was the strength of the Lord. It was no part of David, but it was the strength of the Lord to give him that strength to go into battle. But it was the Lord who fought the battle. And so we need to remember that in today. Today, as we have that walk, that as we go into battle, remember to give that battle over to the Lord, because he will fight our battles for us. The enemy cannot stand against him. And so as if we're going into battle to love and to serve and to honor him, he will protect us. He will guard us. And he will strengthen us. Because you see, there is wonder-working power in the one true living God. It leads us into our next song. It's by Sammy Ward. It's a song called Wonder-Working Power. You see, there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you and pride? Oh, there's power in the blood, yeah. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. Oh, there's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Blood on the land.
Jesus defeated the darkness, defeated sin and death. He is the Savior of the world. Are you His child today? Can you say today, yes, He did. He saved me by His grace. He poured out His blood so my sin was washed away. He laid down His life and rose from the grave to conquer Satan so that I can have new life in Him. Can you say that? That yes, He did that for me. He did it for you. Colossians 1:13 says, "For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Jesus done that for us. Isaiah 43:10 to 13 says, "But you are my witness, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. I, yes, I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. First I predicted your rescue. Then I saved you and proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. You are witnesses that I am the only God, says the Lord. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done." You see, guys, He is the one true living God. He is eternity to eternity. If we are His child, born in the Spirit of God, no one can snatch us out of His hands. So will you run this race of life with endurance? Will you live a life of obedience to your Lord and Savior? Because you love Him? Because He is Lord of your life? Will you proclaim that yes, He can save you? He can give you new life? That He is eternal hope? And there's only one way to come into the kingdom of heaven. There's only one way to be with the Father. It's through the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can make whole and new. He is the only one that can give new birth to prepare that way so that we can be with Him. What an awesome God that we have. One who will never leave us nor forsake us. You see, His word tells us that no one can undo what He has done. He paid the price so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. God in flesh, through Christ Jesus, done that for each and every one of us. He conquered sin and death. And no one can undo what He has done. Because He is the one true living God. So when we say He can save, He can make whole, He can make new, we can say, yes, He can. It leads us into our next song. It's by Cain. And it's a song called, "Yes, He Can." Because there is only one true God that can make that way through Christ Jesus. And He did it.
Sometimes I wonder, does He see me in my trouble? Does He understand? Sometimes I question if He's able. Can He rescue? Can He save me again and again? But when I look back, did He move every mountain? Did He part every sea? Yes, He did. So yes, He. Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from His hands. But I know what kind of God He is, and I'm trusting in His promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, He.
Did He deliver me? Yes, He did.
know that we serve a good God, one who never changes. He will always be the loving and just God. James 1:17 says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift come down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." His word tells us he will never change his mind for those who are his child, born in the Spirit of God, that we will be with him for all eternity. Know that his word tells us that those who harden their heart against God will be bound for all eternity. Hebrews 6:17 says, "God also bound himself with an oath so that those who receive the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind." So choose today whom you will serve. Know that whatever is good and perfect is a gift come down to us from God the Father. That good and perfect gift was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to save us, who came to pour out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. And today, as the Spirit calls upon us and we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, he fills us with the Holy Spirit, giving us a new birth, a new life in him, when we place our faith alone in Jesus Christ, proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life now and forevermore, and know that his promise stands, that he will never change his mind, that we are his child for all eternity. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's a song by Gateway Worship, and it's a song called "You Never Change."
Change. change your ways. No, you never change heart. Your love, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And you have perfect timing.
Because we serve a never-changing God, we will go and live life for Him. This is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.